Hey there, it's Sarah. Do you ever feel like you're missing subtle cues from younger women? Today, we're diving into the intricate world of body language that 99% of older men struggle to decode. It's all about those fleeting glances, subtle touches, and nuanced gestures that can say so much more than words. By the end of this video, you'll be equipped to pick up on these silent signals confidently, ensuring you never miss a beat in understanding younger women's intentions. Ready to become part of the 1% who get it right? Let's unravel these mysteries together. 1. Touching the collar. Let's dive into the subtle art of decoding a woman's body language, starting with the classic collar touch. You've seen it before. She's chatting with you, and suddenly her hand drifts up to her neck, fiddling with her collar. Is she feeling the heat, or is it something more? Well, it could be a sign that you're making her a bit flustered, but don't get too ahead of yourself. Sometimes a collar adjustment is just that, a quick fix for a fashion faux pas. But if you notice this gesture, paired with other telltale signs, like prolonged eye contact or a coy smile, you might be onto something. Keep your eyes peeled for these clues, and you'll be one step closer to cracking the code of her body language. Remember though, every woman is different, so don't assume a collar touch always means the same thing. Stay attentive, respectful, and ready to learn as you navigate the exciting world of nonverbal communication. 2. Foot tapping. Next up, let's talk about the curious case of the tapping foot. Picture this. You're sitting next to a lovely lady, engaged in conversation, when you notice her foot start to tap. Is she nervous, impatient, or just jamming to a catchy tune in her head? Well, my friend, it could be any of the above. Foot tapping is often a sign of restlessness or anxiety, so if you spot this movement, take a moment to assess the situation. Is she uncomfortable with the topic at hand, or could she be eager to move the conversation in a different direction? On the other hand, if the tapping seems rhythmic and carefree, she might just be enjoying the moment and feeling the beat. As with any body language cue, context is key. Take note of her facial expressions, tone of voice, and overall demeanor to paint a complete picture. And remember, if her foot tapping is accompanied by a bouncing knee or fidgeting hands, it could be a sign that she's feeling a bit on edge. Be attentive, understanding, and ready to switch gears if needed. Your ability to read and respond to her nonverbal cues will show her that you're a thoughtful and perceptive companion. 3. Covering her face while laughing. Ah, the mysterious face cover. A gesture that's equal parts endearing and perplexing. When a woman covers her face while laughing, it could mean a few different things. On one hand, it might be a sign of shyness or self-consciousness. She's enjoying your company but feels a bit exposed in the moment. This could be especially true if you're in the early stages of getting to know each other and she's still getting comfortable with you. On the other hand, covering her face while laughing could be a playful, flirtatious move. She might be trying to create a sense of intimacy or share a private moment with you, even in a public setting. As with all body language cues, the key is to read the entire situation. Is her laughter genuine and uninhibited, or does it seem forced or nervous? Does she peek at you from behind her hands, or does she keep her face fully covered? These subtle differences can give you valuable insights into her state of mind. Whatever the reason behind her face-covering laughter, remember to respond with kindness, humor, and understanding. Show her that you appreciate her company and enjoy the lighthearted moments you share together. 4. Fiddling with accessories. Let's talk about the art of accessory fiddling, a body language cue that can be tricky to decipher. When a woman plays with her jewelry or clothing, it could be a sign of nervousness or a flirtatious gesture, depending on the context. If she's twirling her hair or fiddling with her necklace while discussing a serious topic, she might be feeling anxious or uncomfortable. In this case, it's essential to be empathetic and try to put her at ease. On the flip side, if she's toying with her accessories while maintaining eye contact and smiling, it could be a subtle invitation to take the conversation to the next level. She might be drawing attention to her neck or wrists, areas often associated with sensuality and vulnerability. So, how can you tell the difference? Pay attention to her overall body language and the tone of your interaction. Is she leaning in, mirroring your movements and laughing at your jokes? Or is she closed off, with crossed arms and a tense posture? By considering the full picture, you'll be better equipped to interpret her accessory fiddling and respond accordingly. And remember, whether she's nervous or flirtatious, your goal should always be to create a comfortable, respectful, and engaging environment for both of you. 5. Adjusting hair. Hair touching. It's a body language staple that can leave even the most experienced decoders scratching their heads. When a woman frequently adjusts her hair during a conversation, it could be a sign that she's preening for your benefit or simply a nervous habit. To determine which is which, consider the nature of her hair adjustments. Is she twirling a lock around her finger, gently tucking a stray strand behind her ear, or running her fingers through her hair in a slow, deliberate manner? These gestures often indicate that she's trying to look her best and capture your attention. However, if her hair touching seems more frantic or compulsive, like pulling at her roots or fiddling with her ponytail, it might be a sign of anxiety or discomfort. As always, it's crucial to read her hair touching in conjunction with other body language cues. Is she making steady eye contact, smiling, and leaning in as she plays with her hair? Or is she avoiding your gaze, fidgeting, and keeping her distance? By considering the full range of her nonverbal communication, you'll be better prepared to gauge her interest and comfort level. Remember, the key is to be observant, respectful, and attuned to her needs, whether she's preening for your benefit or simply trying to calm her nerves. 6. Sudden stillness. Finally, let's explore the enigma of sudden stillness, a body language cue that can speak volumes without a single word. When a typically animated woman becomes unusually calm in your presence, it could be a sign that she's fully engaged and captivated by your conversation. This sudden shift in demeanor might indicate that she's hanging on your every word, processing your ideas, and formulating thoughtful responses. In this case, her stillness is a compliment, a nonverbal way of showing that she values your input and finds you intellectually stimulating. However, sudden stillness could also signify discomfort or unease. If her calmness is accompanied by a tense posture, limited eye contact, or a closed-off stance, she might be feeling intimidated, bored, or disconnected from the conversation. To differentiate between engaged stillness and uncomfortable silence, pay attention to the energy between you. Does the quiet feel charged with excitement and anticipation, or does it feel heavy and strained? By tuning into the emotional undertones of her stillness, you'll be better equipped to steer the conversation in a mutually satisfying direction. Remember, the goal is to foster a connection that allows both of you to feel heard, respected, and understood, whether you're chatting animatedly or basking in the power of a shared silence. So now that you know how to decode her body language, what's next for you? Discover what younger women do when they think you're attractive, or learn the best compliments to give her. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.